Good morning to you.
Morning, Tony.
Another Hail Mary.
Yeah.
What's Mike Bishop been up to?
Well, Mike Bishop has sort of latched on to the Arizona controversy as a means, I think, to pick up some votes at the Republican convention this weekend for Attorney General against Bill Schuette. He told us on the program last Friday that he was going to file basically an amicus brief to this case. And I guess a sideline observer might want to ask, what does the majority leader in the Michigan Senate have to do with the fight out in Arizona? Wouldn't you sort of think? And his explanation was, well, Michigan has borders. Next question.
Well, can we get the work on the budget?
I asked him on the show. I said, isn't this an 11th hour Hail Mary pandering effort? And he said, no, absolutely not. We're concerned about this law. Everybody should be. The federal government is wrong, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know what happens when the budget in my house isn't done? My wife is way smarter than me, Tim, and she'll nag me. And she's not a whiny nagger, but she'll get on me, and I get it done. I help her get it done. Why doesn't somebody nag those guys in Lansing, then let's get this done?
Well, they're going to get it done. I truly believe this, as you and I have talked before. I think the governor sort of broke the logjam with her proposal last week. Now, this week there's some pushback on using some of the school aid money for junior colleges, community colleges. That's going to be a little contentious. The liquor distribution rewrite, redo is going to be contentious. So this is not clear sailing, and these lawmakers do have a record of messing things up, so maybe my optimism is misplaced, but I think the framework for a decision before October 1st is certainly there if they just work at this thing and get it done.
That doesn't sound like the Tim Skubick I know, you being optimistic.
Well, the thing that she came up with, it ain't bad, okay? Mm-hmm. She's got there's a lot of moving parts in this, to be sure, but there's no tax increase, which is what the Republicans have been bellyaching about for the last year and a half. We got to balance this budget with no new revenue, and she's come up with new revenue, but it is not a tax increase. Parts of it will be controversial, but if they have the will to do it, they can do it. And I don't think any of these guys want to be running for re-election in the middle of October with another government shutdown on their platter. I just don't think they're that silly.
Well, Tim, as you know, I come from a sports background, and as we've talked about many times, I think politics is more of a game than sports is, especially when you follow the gamesmanship. And when you look at what's happening with this so-called mysterious Tea Party,
yep,
and how the Democrats are being accused of funneling money to this Tea Party to take votes away from the Republicans, it's just a hoot.
Well, it is, and yesterday the State Board of Canvassers said enough of the hooting, let's just make sure this Tea Party doesn't get on the ballot. Now, Mike Hodge, who is the attorney for the alleged fake Tea Party, is going to go to the appeals court, and he will argue there that this party has a right to be on the ballot. What the real Tea Party people are saying is that it's only there to siphon off conservative votes and confuse the voters and cost Republicans some legislative seats. Now, nobody has on the stand said that's what's going on, but I must tell you that the popular wisdom in town is that that's exactly what's going on, and that's why this thing is headed for the courts.
One of the first things Tim Skubick ever told me was, Tony, follow the money. And if we do follow the money, is there definitive evidence that the Michigan Democrats are behind this?
Well, we can't follow the money because there's no way to figure out who put up the money. The guy up north who is behind this Tea Party movement, Mr. Stefik, refuses to be interviewed, won't show up in town, and is now, his attorney says that he's getting lots of flack that the people are sitting outside his home from the real Tea Party. They're harassing his kids, making threatening phone calls, welcome to the democracy in action. But we don't know who put up the money. We can only suppose. But supposing is not good enough in this business. You got to know, and we don't know.
Why is the State Board of Canvassers only 4 people? Why not 5 so you can break deadlock votes?
You know, everybody and his uncle has asked that question. I have no idea. I did not cover the Constitutional Convention when this puppy was invented. And why they put in a built-in 2-2 tie is beyond me. What it basically says is that all of its decisions are probably going to be along partisan lines, and they're headed for the courts anyway, so why bother? I have no idea. It just doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, this is just so funny. You can't write this stuff. You can't make this stuff up, Tim.
Well, they did, and that's not the first time that's happened, that there's been a 2-2 split along partisan lines, because a lot of these election issues are very partisan, and on one case it may be the Democrats that benefit, and the other the Republicans, and it goes back and forth. That's why they're going to the courts.
And finally, Tim, Rick Snyder and Virge Bonero are going to try to appeal to Tea Partiers. They're also going to the Sandbox Party. They're going to talk to anyone where they can get some votes.
They will. They will bank their both. Be in the same place. I'm not at the same time on Thursday here in town. And of course, their job one right now is finding a lieutenant governor running mate. I can tell you this, that Gary Brown from the Detroit City Council will not be the running mate with Virge Bonero. There was a little boomlet over the weekend that he might be it. I think for him, it's looking more and more like it could be Brenda Lawrence, the mayor of Southfield. But we expect a decision from the Bonero camp as early as tomorrow. On the Snyder camp, still about 5 legislators, former legislators, on the list. And they're going to be narrowing this stuff down. They have until this weekend to get that thing done.
Alma Wheeler Smith, Tom George on those lists?
I do not believe so, no.
And what are you going to be working on for Channel 6 tonight?
We're going to do this story on the fight in the education community over money with the community colleges versus the K-12 folks. That should be interesting because they're both powerful lobbies, and the governor has sided with the community colleges, and the education community doesn't like that. And the problem is, in order to balance the budget, the governor says she needs to do this. So this could be one of the flies in the ointment, as we say, and we'll be taking a look at that on Channel 6 tonight.
Any finalization on the debates between Bonero and Snyder?
Nope, there have been no discussions yet. I think those will happen later on this week.
And you are going to be hosting one of those?
I have no idea. I know our name is in the mix. The Bonero camp has signed off on the public TV debate that we're going to partner with Channel 6 and Fox 2 in Detroit. But that's only one side of the equation. The Snyder people have not said whether they're yay or nay. Their spokesperson has said, however, that if they do the Skubic debate, it's not going to be no rules, because the only people that would enjoy that quote would be the Lansing reporters.
But you only have no rules debates.
Yeah, yeah. I'm aware of that, okay? Stay tuned, man.
All right, you can catch Scoop's blog at the Oakland Press. You can catch his reports on Channel 6, WWJ in Detroit. He's all over. Thanks very much, Tim.
Thanks, Tony.